Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We hear you out there. We see you out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
Doing all right.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Green beer.
Yeah.
No, it's overrated.
Did anybody else forget to wear green? Because I've got like
I totally forgot.
I think I've got
green on.
I don't even know. No,
I have like one green shirt and that's it. Okay, so yeah, I got to clean it.
I've got like two and I forgot both of them.
How could you not do that, Seth? Clean your green shirt before St. Patrick's Day. Oh.
I always forget about it. That's why.
You get an Irish tax.
Brittany, will we be lucky with weather today?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow.
Nice.
A ton of sunshine today. And we're warming things up. We're going to finally be right back into those mid-50s, feeling fantastic. But it is going to be breezy. Winds are going to be gusting around 30 to 45 miles per hour this afternoon as this little change in weather happens. So that's the only thing we have to deal with. And, of course, that means no burning. And don't toss your cigarette butt out that car window or anything like that because a wildfire can start fast in these conditions. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, mild, comfortable, breezy, mid-50s. Beautiful.
Nice.
Take it.
Wow.
Nice.
So, Seth, when you wash that green shirt today, you
can hang
it outside.
On the line.
No. It'll be dried before you go up for corned beef and cabbage.
Perfect. We appreciate you, Brittany. We'll get people ready for the rest of the week tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot joining us. Want to remind everybody to follow her on YouTube. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun videos and shorts she does over there.
Absolutely.
We got good things coming up for you, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. We will be talking about St. Patrick's Day. We got some fun stuff regarding that coming up. I want to talk a little bit with everybody about some stuff happening to Arlington Cemetery.
Okay.
I want to get into that. I want to also talk about science telling us, yes, it really does. It really does hurt to think. It really does.
We were right
science
all along.
After the weekend I had, I could have told you this. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to on Mondays with the kitchens open. Beth Habacker will be joining us. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Have a little bit of entertainment news. We're going to talk about Dolly. We're going to talk about Jim Morrison. Just weird. And I also want to do a good story of the day in our entertainment section about a local theater group in California. Rising above the ashes. All that coming up. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we will also get into another fun one. How many episodes of a show you should watch before you give up?
that's good. Do we have some science behind this?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes,
yeah,
we have
nice.
A little bit behind it. Never science. All that coming up for you. That was great.
In stereo.
We also will talk St. Patrick's Day plenty today and everything. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out mm-hmm. there. But I do want to a couple of local notes. One, we want to send a big, just everybody take your hockey stick and hit it on the ice. Cause that's what you do to honor the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the amazing season that they had.
Mm-hmm.
We send a GM head coach, Coach Paul, and the team and all of you. We appreciate so very mm-hmm. much. On an economic level, think of what the River Kings bring to this community.
Mm-hmm.
Just on an economic level. If you don't care about hockey, you don't care about sports, any of this stuff, think about how that impacts our community. The amount of traffic, the amount of people coming to town, staying in our hotels, using our restaurants, all of these things. Just that alone is a gigantic impact on this Wisconsin Rapids community and central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the entertainment factor and how much joy they bring to us throughout the whole regular season, especially the home games.
Here's something. How about the volunteering that these fine young men do when they're in town here? They do a lot of stuff on their off days in the community, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And we don't hear about it all that much, but they are there, and that's really neat.
Any tragedies that have happened to this area, Rafters, River Kings, some of the first individuals to show up.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they decide to choose this town to come and play, you know, what they and all those things.
Right.
Just there is no losing when it comes to our teams, our local teams, and we greatly appreciate them. Looking forward to talking to Coach again real soon, certainly following the Kings throughout the offseason and signings and different things that they'll be doing. We'll be talking with Coach quite a bit, but thank you to the Kings. We'll talk more about this on Playmakers a little bit later. As well, we'll be talking about our Lady Royals. You heard of Melissa's news break there. If you have not heard, for the first time in 4 years, the Assumption girls have reached the top of the mountain and bringing that gold ball back where it belongs to Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
A shout out to all the local teams, to all the teams, and certainly, again, to all the sponsors that help us bring you these sports, bring you these games. You can't do it without them. I want to say a big shout out to all the volunteers, all the parents getting these kids to practices.
It's a big job, yep.
Certainly the athletes and the amazing dedication and focus that they have to these sports, to this sport in particular, and the Lady Royals. And do want to say a shout out to all throughout the whole season, all the high school sports that we have been able to cover, thanks to our great board operators and to, of course, our announcers.
Randy and Mike have done a fantastic job. I have been on the forefront of listening to, of course, Randy. He's been doing it for years. We all know how well, but seeing the evolution of Mike Comer as an announcer has been really fun, and he's learned so much, and he's gotten so good over this last year. So big kudos to him.
Yeah,
I have said for years my two favorite announcers are Kevin Harlan and Randy Paul. And I don't care if it sounds corny. I don't care if I don't have to brown nose Randy.
No,
we're practically brothers. We've known each other so long and everything. But Michael is right there at number three. Michael is moving to the number three spot on my announcer list. He is right there. He great work. And the way those two work together, it's so much fun to listen to.
Fabulous.
As a side note, and I think that people that know Randy know this very well. One of the things I like and respect about Randy is how much we know that he loves this Assumption team, all Assumption teams. But you hear him call a game, and he calls it down the line. But when you hear them win a championship, like you heard in that newsbreak, that's where it comes out a little bit. You can't help.
And that's okay.
It's
awesome. That's all right.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. We love it. We love St. Patrick's Day. There's plenty of things to love about St. Patrick's Day. We'll be talking more about this as we go along here throughout the early morning hour. But I did want to touch on a couple of fun facts about St. Patrick, and ones that I think that might be common knowledge and some that aren't. Like the fact that St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was born in Britain.
Wait, do the Irish know this?
I love the idea of somebody like in their 30s or 40s finding this out. I do love the idea of that.
He's not Irish!
What? When did that happen? He was not canonized. St. Patrick has never been officially canonized by the Catholic Church.
Oh, no, really? I didn't know that.
To be fair, the practice of canonization didn't begin until centuries after his passing.
Fair.
So there is that.
Fair.
Is that. I think that the most famous, one of the most famous parts of St. Patrick is, why is he famous? Why? Well, it was because he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Right. That's why there's no snakes in Ireland, right? Right.
The legend of St. Patrick banishing snakes from Ireland is a myth, as snakes have never existed in
Ireland.
Of
course, yes.
Could this be due to the climate? Snakes literally can't survive in the climate in Ireland and everything. That being said, I mean, how do we know he just didn't do this early? I don't know. History's funny.
Interesting.
And St. Patrick used the three-leafed shamrock to explain the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity.
Oh.
Now, this part is very factual and based on true.
That's interesting. True, wow.
And while green is now synonymous with St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick historically associated with the color blue, which can be seen on ancient Irish flags and armbands.
Oh, how about that?
I also don't have any blue on. Dang it.
I do.
Nice. So, see, I don't think green or blue should cover your bases.
Yeah, they're
today.
Close. You know, they're next to each other on the spectrum there.
Getting
so,
pinched is not fun. Like, it is not fun.
Wait, do people still do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're not wearing green.
Yeah, you're supposed to get pinched.
Great. Way to go, James. It seems like everybody forgot. We could have just coasted.
Yeah,
through.
You're right. Now everyone's going to be pinching you.
Nice
I'm telling
job.
You.
Oh, my darn brain. It's all these random facts. And the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. I thought this was kind of
shortest. Okay.
Shortest.
The Irish village of Dripsy hosted the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world, spanning just 26 yards between two pubs.
Nice.
How perfect.
There's some great pictures of it, too, out there and everything.
Dripsy. Oh, what a name. Oh, love it.
The name. The name.
I mean, come on, man.
It's too good. It's too good of one. So there was one other thing that I certainly wanted to touch on here, and we'll get into a little bit more of this a little bit later also. But when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, what is the drink that people will celebrate the most? Well, okay. Guinness. Guinness.
That
Guinness
makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. You know, Guinness is one of the more famous ones, or certainly one of the more popular ones, especially today. Well, the website has put out a map with the most popular beers in every state, and here's a lot of the other stuff that's going to be popular. Like Miller is number one in 29 states.
Really?
Plus Washington, D.C. It's popular Northwest and Central Wisconsin, or Central U.S.
Okay. Central Wisconsin. Otherwise known as the U.S. No, just kidding.
It literally says here it's popular in the Northwest and Central U.S. But I just threw in there Central Wisconsin. I just can't help myself.
It's where we are.
We are the center of the world.
We are.
Coors is number one in 8 states, mostly in the Southwest and Appalachian states.
Yeah, it makes sense again. Yeah.
Budweiser is number one in 2 states, New Hampshire and Missouri. Bud Light is preferred in 2 states, Ohio and North Carolina. Busch is atop in Illinois and Indiana. Heineken is in 2 states, New York and Florida.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Corona is preferred option in Connecticut, and 3 states went with Guinness: Georgia, South Carolina, and New Jersey. Blue Moon is the top pick in Colorado, where Coors is made. That feels a little bit like if Bud Light was the biggest one in Wisconsin. Like, that feels a little like that. Like,
dirty
that
secret. That'd be right. That it's owned by Coors now.
That's true. I forgot about that. So to come up with the list, they used Google Trend data along with online popularity ratings. They did not use sales data or consumption metrics. And
so, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So this really wasn't accurate for the purposes it was trying to be accurate for.
That is cute how they made the map look like a mug of beer.
Yeah.
That's funny. The coloring. That's cute. Yeah.
Showing Seth the map here where Miller is number one in Wisconsin, but that is probably the most obvious thing I'll say on the air today.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
If there's, you know,
even if you include Leinenkugel, which is owned by Miller, still part of it. Yep. So, yeah.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club and plenty more fun. It's the morning show here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you tomorrow to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They'll be open again tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. But you can go ahead and start picking out what you want now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Including what pie you want.
Yes, exactly.
That's
yes.
the important thing. Yep.
ElCafeWI.com. If you want to go over to their website, ElCafeWI.com. Otherwise, encourage you to follow them along on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And we, of course, encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
No, what's wrong with me this morning?
It's St. Patty's Day. You got to sing sometime today.
Sleep is so important, everybody. It's so important.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
See, now that's who should be singing. There we go. We, of course, love your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We will get to them in a second. Actually, Seth, I need a 1 through 4.
Three. I had panicked there for a minute.
There we go. All right. So we got ourselves our qualifiers, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we do want to have some local or some civic media birthdays we want to celebrate.
Yeah.
We want to wish a happy birthday to John Mayno.
Yes.
Happy birthday, John.
John Mayno. He's on the morning show in Green Bay with Mayno and the Mayor. But at the same time, we are. That's why you don't get to hear him.
Yeah.
I think it's Mayno and the Mayor.
Is it Mayno?
I thought it was Mayno.
That's fine.
John, have a great day. You can miss say Mayloff all you want.
You know who you are.
Yes, you do.
Enjoy
yes.
your birthday. Yeah.
And Dakota Lavoda. We wish happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Dakota.
One of the better names.
Happy birthday, Dakota.
You're going to hear today. Mm-hmm. Dakota Lavota. That is a beautiful name. That is an amazing name.
It just rolls right off your tongue.
Really does. And doing some great work here at Civic as well. Mm-hmm. Both John and Dakota. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the work that they're putting into their communities and to our station and our family. And we appreciate the guy that brought us all together, Sage Weil.
Yes. The big boss man.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday today. I never associated
with...
That's
why we're all
here. That's right. We would not be here in this position if it weren't for Mr. Sage.
You know, I cannot encourage our audience enough to throw into their search bar Sage Weil and to look up this amazingly interesting human being. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite people to talk to. I really do enjoy having conversations with him. Just not even about work. Mm-hmm. Just about life in general or tech in general or any of these things. Just done some incredible stuff. And so many people in the tech industry, in tech world, come out of it with maybe a good fortune. And many of them will buy a sports team or live out their dreams of going, quote unquote, going to the space when they're just really going to the outer atmosphere. They're really not going. I mean, by the most technical of technicalities, they're going to space.
Right, right.
Like, that's what a lot of these tech millionaires will do.
Yeah.
Sage decided to go back to his home state and do something that he saw was missing. Up and down the state, he was seeing something that us in radio had been feeling a long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of conglomerates had been buying up local mom and pop radio stations and putting on propaganda, putting on whatever they wanted or what they felt was just, or pushing people in a different direction or a lot of different things.
Or even what they thought would be profitable, right?
Yeah. Sage decided, well, there's nobody representing democracy. There's nobody talking about that. There's nobody talking about the other side. Both sides need to be shown. I would think, as somebody who walks the line here, that both sides would want that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then that says something about the other side. If they're afraid of you hearing about things, if they're afraid of information, mm-hmm. who's afraid of information?
Mm.
That's something right there.
Yeah,
This guy took his fortune and decided to invest it in his whole state, and in the future of its state, and the democracy of its state, all of these things, and put the power in the people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And support local. These stations that I'm talking about, Sage bought, whereas many of these other companies that I'm talking about, I dealt with this twice. I was working at a radio station that was bought up by one of these conglomerates, and they fired darn near everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sage came and bought our station and not only kept everybody, but the first thing they did was give us insurance papers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true investment.
Yeah.
That's not just a saying it. That's not just walking it out and talking it out and everything in interviews or something like that. That is true investment in your people. That is true investment in democracy.
Yep.
When I say all of us wouldn't be here without him, it's not just something cute I'm saying or anything like that. Like, I'm talking about not just us working here, but democracy in Wisconsin.
Right.
And it being represented, at the very least, up and down the dial on Civic Media radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with him.
And the importance of all the local coverage for every single station, something that is so missing right now in the in the media landscape.
And it is something that they're putting in a lot of effort to invest in.
Mm-hmm. That is right.
Yep, we're a little shorthanded, but we're doing the best we can.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
and not for nothing as well, great style. I like his style. I like his style. He got good style. We have some local birthdays.
You can tell he grew up in California.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We want to talk about some local birthdays here. We wish a very happy birthday right off the gate to one of my favorite actors ever, Amanda Mydell.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Mandy, up in Point now, her and her family, and working at the university over there for a long time. Local, worked at the WRCT stage, grew up on that stage pretty much.
Okay.
I don't know how many shows she did over there. I know I was fortunate to be a hand part of many of them, and an amazing actor, just a wonderful, giving, fantastic actor.
Very cool.
And a great, pretty darn good human being attitude.
Nice. Said.
Happy birthday, Mandy. Birthday. Happy birthday to Deanne McMiller. Her late mother was also had a birthday on this day. They shared a birthday.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That's sweet.
Deanna, have a great birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wish an happy birthday to Donna Jensen.
Happy birthday,
happy
Donna.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Enjoy the day, Donna. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Jennifer Radke.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Enjoy the day, all of you. We are
St. Patty Day people.
Yes. Yeah. Enjoy. Who are you sharing your birthdays with? What celebrities are you sharing your birthdays with? Well, it's a pretty good list. You got John Boyega right at the top of it, 33 for him. Finn in the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad did not really get into the Star Wars movies, but they watched a movie on Netflix. They cloned Tyrone or something. Few times in my life I have heard my parents from upstairs laughing so hard and shouting at the radio, their TV so loud that they were like, I had headphones on, like, I could still hear them. They love that movie.
Nice.
And apparently he was really good at it. They really liked him. Hozier is 35. All 6'19" of him. Man is a giant.
Yes,
he is a giant. Like, looks for days, hair for days. Oh, and that voice. And
that
he
amazing
writes his own,
voice.
And he
voice.
Writes his own stuff. Yep. None of that is fair. One thing, you can have one of those. You can't have all of them. No, he's
except
amazing.
For him.
He's amazing. He really is. I wasn't a huge fan, didn't know much about him. He showed up on SNL, was very self-deprecating, hilariously self-deprecating. And then he goes out there and performs.
Mm.
And to me, that is one of the true tells of how good of an artist you are. Because it's not just being, it's one thing to be able to do it live.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing for me. If you can pull it off live, then I'm in. I'm all in on you, no matter what genre right. music you do or anything. But the SNL stage is just not built for music. The acoustics are not very good. It's small. It's really impressive to me. Even if it's like Lady Gaga was on recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan. I admire, respect her for, you know, forever and everything and think she's awesome. But I'm not going to lie and say I got a ton of her music in my playlist. But her performance during the two things she did things I'd never seen on that stage. And one of the things she did didn't even have to do with the stage. She was filming and doing her show, singing, dancing in the back area. Like in spots that I didn't even know like existed.
That's interesting.
It's just cool to see the way that they do these mm-hmm. things artistically. What Hozier did when going up there was very stripped down and really showed you the power of that voice.
Mm.
Like just like even That's through cool. all those bad acoustics and everything sounded amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. And take me to church. Like yeah. That guy's he's good. He's good. Let's see here. Justin Hawks is 50, lead singer of The Darkness. Mia Hamm, that's the one I was looking for. Sorry. Mia Hamm is 53, retired women's soccer star.
Yeah, one of the best of all time. Nomar's still married, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's hard for me to say, but she may be my favorite soccer player of all time. She might be.
Yeah,
she was. I really enjoyed watching her.
She was good.
Mia Hamm, where so many people are known for their goal scoring, she was known for a lot more, to me, I think, mm-hmm. as no soccer savant, but to me,
right.
much seeing the whole field and being able to set up her athletes.
Yep.
Constant. I don't know how many World Cups we won, thanks to Mia Hamm.
Yeah, she had a big part of it, for sure.
Let's see here. Matthew St. Patrick is 57, a great character actor, great actor. Keith on 6 Feet Under, and his name is Matthew St. Patrick. That's his God-given name.
And he was born on St. Patrick's Day. Then. Oh, my God.
That's
love
great.
It.
That's great.
I love it.
Billy Corgan is 58.
Wow.
Singer, songwriter of Smashing Pumpkins.
Still bald.
Oh, I love Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Billy Corgan, him and I forget his name, but they used to show up like in the south side of Chicago, handing out mixtapes and stuff. Like just trying to get people to buy them
yep.
or sell them or hand them out or retape them or anything
right.
like that.
Just get their names out there.
But I mean, it was one thing to see that where I was from, and it's another where like it wasn't the type of music that you would normally mm-hmm. associate with it.
Right.
But. Like completely treated like with like ever
no, cool.
nobody had a problem with him. Like everybody
That's
was fine
cool.
with him and everything. And has always looked the way he looks right now.
Right.
Like always looked that
although,
way.
Although
a little younger, but always looked that way.
If you see him like real early when he still had hair. Mm-hmm. That's very jarring.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm so used to him with the shaved head. So,
a couple more for you. A couple of actors for you here. Rob Lowe is 61.
Wow. Cat
it,
actor, more lives than you can shake a stick at. My goodness.
To that point.
Or a shillelagh at, I guess we're on St. Patrick's
Day. Rob Lowe would, nicely done. Rob Lowe would never do this because he's just kind of it's not really his style of comedy or the kind of person he is. But if I was Rob Lowe, I'd be going to Rob, I'm the godfather of sex tapes. You realize that, right? Like, When that happened to Rob Lowe, for those that don't know or don't remember or whatever, Rob Lowe had a career that was going for the sun, and a sex tape gets leaked, and his career is supposed to be dead. Like, we're never going to hear from him again. Right. That's it. It's over. And of course, he rebounds and is where he is now and everything. And it's a credit to him and his will and his agent. For getting a career back.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't supposed to happen. I would also be, if I was him, like, okay, so now it's fine. Now it's actually a positive. Half the people look at it as a positive in the reality TV world and everything. Yeah.
I loved him in The West Wing.
Yeah. I mean, he has appeared. He just out of nowhere. I'm telling you, this man, he's like a bad penny.
I really liked him in Parks and Recs, but I think I think that's his best work, probably, is West Wing. Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. One of the best actors I'll ever see, Gary Sinise, is 70 today.
Oh, wow.
Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump, Chicago's own, one of the founders of Steppenwolf Theater. And you want to talk about somebody buying local, supporting local, Gary Sinise has done that to an extent with not just his communities and where he has lived in his life, but obviously the work he has done for our veterans.
Yes.
One of the greatest actors I will ever see, and it pales in comparison to the work this man does for our veterans day in and day out. Him, John Stewart, certain people like this, we need to be holding up and thanking and appreciating.
And emulating.
Yeah.
Very different than some people out there, especially, I don't know, people who actually fought for this country who are now serving as a senator or congressman or representative and could not be slapping our veterans in the face more and acting more like a punk. A way to forget your service, way to forget what you did. Gary Sinise hasn't. Sinise continues.
And your fellow service people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your oath to the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
Your oath to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Well said, Melissa. Kurt Russell is 74. Wyatt Earp and Tombstone.
Oh, my gosh. Love Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell is Wyatt Earp and Tombstone. Oh, my God.
That's a wild movie, you know. I know it's not historically accurate in the least or anything like that.
Oh, I don't care.
But there's something about that movie, boy.
God,
if you ever want to have fun, listen to or find a way to read about the making of Tombstone. That's just as wild.
Really?
As the actual movie. Yes, it was crazy. Yeah,
the cast. The cast they had for Tombstone's insane.
Yeah.
Just insane.
Yep.
And Kurt Russell, one of the best parts of it. Also, Santa and the Christmas Chronicles.
Overboard.
Someone was going to bring
that
up.
That is my favorite.
I'm with you. I love Overboard.
Captain Ron.
Captain Ron. Yeah. Martin Short said that one with him. Yeah, God,
that's a terrible. I'm sorry. I love Kurt Russell. That's a terrible movie. Anyway,
I love the movie. I don't care how terrible it is. It's so good.
Patrick Duffy is 76. Dallas and Step by Step.
Oh, yes.
Great TV actor. John Sebastian is 81, lead singer of the Lovin' Spoonful.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, the theme song for Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yes, that's right.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest, theme song ever. people no longer with us, the legend Nat King Cole.
Wow.
One of the great voices of all time. Yes.
One of the greatest voices, one of the most associated voices with Christmas, celebrates his birthday on St. Patrick's Day. That's pretty great. And everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Cannot think of a better way to celebrate than tomorrow, getting on over to El Cafe.
That's right.
Go celebrate with them, everybody. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Visit them tomorrow when they open their doors.
Get your pie.
Yeah, get that pie. We're going to go ahead and get to a news and sports and partner break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Want to send a shout out to the best listeners in radio. We had this one. The Wind That Shakes the Barley is a great movie. A movie about the struggle for Irish independence.
Oh, yeah.
Stars Cillian Murphy. That came out in the early aughts. It is a very good movie.
Okay.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People is a good Irish movie. My Nana loved that movie.
That's right. I remember seeing that. It's a weird movie. It starts out, you know, general. It gets kind of weird in the second half, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's a good kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
that's good because we're a good kind of weird too, yeah. Right?
It's kind
we
of,
certainly are.
Kind of our wheelhouse.
Yeah, right there.
Walking Ned Devine also mentioned as well. Another good one.
Yeah, it's a good Irish movie. Absolutely.
So one thing that I like to do if I have the time on St. Patrick's Day is watching movies that may, whether they do have anything to do with St. Patrick's Day or Irish people is one thing. If they are filmed in Ireland, it's got to be filmed in Ireland because, like I brought this up on Friday, I think, Far and Away, the movie with Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman. Not the greatest movie, but one of the best, as good as those two are as actors, the scenery in that movie, the cinematography is just worth seeing.
I mean, it's one of those, the landscape of Ireland is just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to film there? Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out for Ballykiss Angel.
Which
is a 1996 TV series. There's six seasons, and it was set in Ireland, and it's so good.
It's about a minister who goes to
it's
Ireland,
a young
right?
British priest, and he's adjusting to rural Irish community, and everybody's
funny.
Up in everybody's business, and it's hilarious.
It's a very cute show. I agree. I've seen a few episodes.
I wanted to touch on this, and then we can get back to some St. Patrick's Day stuff. I got that, and I got science telling us that it actually does hurt to think a little bit.
Ouch!
But I do want you guys to keep getting us all those St. Patrick's Day movies or Ireland
other
movies
stuff.
Or
text
like
them
that.
In, everybody.
But we got to talk about this because this is important, and it ties into something we were just kind of getting at. Saw this one, Melissa. I'm sorry, I saw some articles about this, but Melissa also sent over. Article about it, Arlington Cemetery being scrubbed info on famous Black, Hispanic, and female veterans to comply with the president's order. As we have heard from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, declaration that DEI is dead, as they're working to scrub our government and much of our country and our history of our identity. The American identity. They are working to do something that is literally impossible to do. And they should know this better than anybody because it is a very similar group of people and most of the same like-minded people that were talking about this when people were talking about tearing down, Custer Lee's statue or certain statues in the South and everything. And, you can take those down. It's okay. That history is not going anywhere. History is, especially in this point where we have all the information we do and everything. Now we're doing this again on the other side of things, where their Arlington's National Cemetery has been purged of dozens of pages of information about famous Black, Hispanic, and female veterans from its website to comply with the president's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Executive Order. The purge follows Defense Secretary's declaration about this.
Okay.
How is
good to know.
How is this helping our VFWs?
Yeah.
The time spent on this, how has this made your lives better out there? 715-424-2600. Please, I'm asking. This isn't me trying to start something. I genuinely want to know. I'm genuinely asking. How has this made your lives better? How are your lives better? Just overall, how are they better? With all of these things going on, these are literally Americans that fought for our country, that did the one thing we asked for them to do. How many of you have done that out there? I sure as hell haven't.
Yeah, fair question.
But they did, and they deserve one of the few things that you will hear a soldier go out of their way to talk about is Arlington Cemetery. Being a soldier is one of the most selfless things you can do in life. And there is very few people that understand this if you are not raised in a military family. You don't have military people in your lives. And I get that. But one thing that I'm asking here is to tell me how this makes things better. Please tell me how this makes it better. Tell me how the effort and time being put by government employees into doing this wouldn't be better served in VFWs and helping our VFW, our veterans.
Or VAs.
Or VAs. Or any of the above.
Yeah.
How does this make the world better? because from what I can see and what I can read, the only thing it's doing is a talking point, is just a pushback, is just pettiness, is a bunch of punks, a bunch of cowards. And at the top of all this is an individual who bragged about dodging the war. Quote, President Trump acknowledged to advisors that he made up a fake injury to avoid military service because, quote, I wasn't going to Vietnam. This is according to President Trump's one of his many former lawyers. You can find this at militarytimes.com. There's an article right there for you right away. Militarytimes.com. Throw it in your search engine. You will also find from Business Insider how President Trump avoided the military draft five times. Five times he avoided the draft. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have him tell me that my grandfather, who fought in two wars, or my papa, who fought in two wars, or my cousin, who is overseas right now working for our people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to that guy over them, who told me, like my grandfather did, that everybody that puts on that uniform, no matter if they are here in the land, in the States, or they're overseas fighting for it, they matter. They are the reason democracy rings. Mm-hmm. And we're going to scrub that. We're going to try to get rid of their names. I want to do the opposite of this. Every name that they take off of there, I want every individual out there to post on their social media. I want every individual mm-hmm. to learn their names.
Yeah. It's a great way to draw attention to that, too, by the way. I don't know if they realize that. Real quick, James, two things. I remember a time, let's see, was it the 1990s? A man by the name of Bill Clinton was running for president. And I remember a lot of people being very upset that he did not serve in Vietnam. Hmm. A lot of people that maybe are Trump supporters now, I don't know, you know, you tell me, where people were very upset about that. Mm-hmm. And two, so if this is something you're enjoying, like you say, this is something that makes you feel good that they're getting scrubbing these names and this history and stuff. The question again, like James, this is a serious, just want to know why. Why does that make you feel good? I'm curious. Literally, I really want to know. Mm-hmm. Why would this make you feel good? I don't know. You tell me.
And one of the things that I just need to point out in this article is that on the notable graves, on the website's notable graves drop-down menu, they have removed African American history, Hispanic American history, and women's history from that screen.
Okay.
So the only people that show up are white men.
Yeah. Which
microcosm.
That's anti-American. You realize, like, everybody gets that, right? That is one of the most anti-American things I've ever heard in my life. Every one of those individuals are citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them are Americans.
Mm-hmm.
That is anti-American. That is anti-soldier. That is anti-military. Why are we okay with that? You can find this complete article, if you would like, over at independent.co.uk. You go over there. It should pop up pretty quickly. Thank you, Melissa, for sending this over.
Mm. Does that mean something that it's a British paper that's reporting on this?
Yeah, well,
maybe.
Does that mean something? Well, maybe it does.
It might.
Maybe
it
that's
might.
Why you should listen to civic media. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about why thinking can hurt.
Oh, it hurts already. It hurts so much.
It's already. Yes, yes. And we got St. Patrick's Day stuff for you. We got the top green foods we've been Googling.
Green foods we've been Googling.
Googling. Googling. Coming up some more Googling.
How about you said that?
Morning show. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We'll take you to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with Beth in the Kitchen's Open.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever come out of a grueling study session or just trying to, you know, maybe as an adult trying to learn something or be ready for a meeting or anything like that, and you feel like your brain is throbbing, like it's pounding and everything? Like, it could be those, you know, it could be a lot of things, actually. But according to a new scientific research, it really does hurt to think, but not exactly the way we'd expect.
Right.
The study's senior author puts it like this, quote, in general, people really dislike mental effort. Quote, it hurts because it's so uncomfortable. The harder people have to think, the more unpleasant they find the experience.
Wow.
The good news is that we're all in the same boat. The negative feelings associated with mental effort affect people throughout the world, across work experience, education level, and various types of tasks. Mm-hmm. Once again, a thing that we all have in common.
Everybody, literally everybody.
Mm-hmm. Brings us all together.
All of us that have brains.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. That said, the study was based on self-reporting from their participants and only during the task. So there's no physical hurt other than the unpleasant feeling. And there's often a reward. Putting in the work now leads growth, achievement, and the sweet satisfaction of conquering it.
Sweet satisfaction.
There are a few things that feel as good as accomplishing a task, a problem-solving task.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's a good feeling.
Exactly. Very true.
And it's another opportunity not only for us to see that we all have this in common, every human being have this in common, but also that another moment to take those wins. Take the wins wherever you can get them, everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we do this all the time. Like, even with little things, it's like, okay, I need to pack all of this stuff into my vehicle, and it's going to fill it up. What's the best way to do it? Okay, we're going to play car Tetris. And that's a mental struggle to figure out how to do it, mm-hmm. make it work. Some people are really good at it. My former sister-in-law was the best.
It's amazing.
I would like to see her and my father go toe-to-toe.
Nice.
Because my dad, man, this is where my dad shines.
Competitive car packing. I love the idea. Get some cameras on that.
Yes, new sport.
It's on ESPN 15.
I love it. The new reality show.
Let's talk a little more about green beer. It's always popular on St. Patrick's Day. We got a list of other stuff that might cause some colorful experiences for everybody to today.
Okay, all right.
Google Trends looked at the top,
new favorite word.
Top green food each state Googled more than other states this year. Some are specific to St. Patrick's Day, and some are just green foods you might eat at any time of year.
Okay.
So, broccoli.
Certainly lots of green drinks, like green mimosas in Nebraska and West Virginia, green Jell-O shots in Georgia, Virginia, and Kentucky.
Yikes.
Irish margaritas in Texas. I never heard of that.
Ooh, wonder what that entails. Margarita. Does that have cream de menthe in it? Probably.
Let me just see it real quickly.
With lime?
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. That's lime martini. Okay.
Made with Jameson Irish whiskey.
Ah, makes sense. Okay. There we gotcha.
That's the difference maker. I was trying to think there had to be something like that. Grasshopper cocktails in New Mexico and green whiskey sours in Wyoming.
Okay, all right.
I like grasshoppers. That's an ice cream drink. Yum.
Green lemonade in Kansas. Green
would that be limeade?
Green smoothies in South Dakota.
Okay.
Ooh.
Shamrock shakes in Illinois, Montana, and Hawaii.
Nice.
Okay. Two more states are adding Shamrock's shake cocktails in Mississippi and Irish whiskey Shamrock shakes in Louisiana.
Okay.
Okay.
Desserts like Shamrock cookies, Shamrock cakes, and Grasshopper pies are top searches in multiple states.
Grasshopper pie is good.
Grasshopper pie.
Yeah.
Good mint stuff. Mint brownies are big in the Midwest.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Green.
I need a mint brownie.
Yeah, that sounds really good. So much of this sounds so good right now.
So good.
Green sprinkles are a top search in New York and Vermont.
Just the sprinkles. Nothing else. Sprinkles. Just the green sprinkles. That'll make anything Irish. Yeah.
I need my green sprinkles.
I'm so glad you left because I was just going to keep going. I didn't catch that. I was just reading. It is kind of funny. That is. And Vermont and Alaska might just love key lime pie in general.
Oh, yeah. They should.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, no.
And then there are the dishes, green spaghetti in Arizona.
Whoa.
Ew.
Ooh. Now you're getting a little far afield for me.
I mean, okay, green spaghetti. That's like green pasta. I made some
Spinach, delicious. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like a really delicious pasta sauce that's green.
Okay.
I just don't call it spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because right. To me, that's marinara and meat.
Right.
Exactly.
On noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. Pesto in Oregon, Nevada, and Missouri.
Oh, I love me a good pesto.
Pea soup in Maine.
Also fantastic. I love pea soup.
Split pea soup. Mm-hmm. To ask a Phil about that on Wednesday. Do they have good pea soup in Maine?
Green eggs in Indiana. Green deviled eggs in New Jersey.
And ham. Green eggs and ham. Do you finally find some?
When an egg is green, I am very reluctant to eat it.
You know, when certain foods are not, that's a warning sign when they're green.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
And California is going full on, all in on Dr. Seuss with green eggs and ham.
There you go. Nice.
How is it not something avocado?
I know. That's what I was first thinking. Yeah.
No, 1,000% you're right on this one.
That's all they eat there, right? That's all they eat is avocados. Yes. That's what
it is. Well, insane.
They're so, you know, like they don't need to look up a recipe. So it's just the normal food that they eat.
Exactly. Yeah. And like the moment I got off the plane, like one of the first things I did that day was go to an avocado festival that just happened to be going on.
Oh, like, look, it's
like,
right.
Yeah, this is like crazy.
How cliche.
In Wisconsin, mint brownies are the big one.
Okay. Mm. Good for you, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Not bad. By the way, why do we associate green with mint? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because well, mint isn't plant, necessarily, I guess.
A mint plant is green.
Well, a lot of plants are green. In fact, most plants are green. You know, chlorophyll, that whole thing, you know?
In Minnesota, there's no way.
Wow. I didn't realize chlorophyll was that funny. Wow. This is
good. Just the way you said it.
It's the way you said it, yes.
Most plants are green.
Yes, well, they are.
In Minnesota, they've got something called Green Monster Cookies. I got to look that up.
Oh, yes. The Third Street Bakery in Duluth makes monster cookies, and they're fantastic.
I don't know about green ones, but they're amazing. Oh, I got to try. Whatever, a monster cookie, sign me up.
It's
I'm all in.
Kind of like everything, and it's got like M&Ms in it, I believe.
Oh, cool.
For the chocolate, and then it's got a oatmeal in there, as well as flour. And
all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. They're so good.
I'm going to have to try that one out.
And
Shamrock Pie in a Cup over in Kansas. That's cool. An interesting one, too.
What's going on in Kansas?
Pie in a cup.
We're going to talk more food when we get back with the Kitchens Open and Beth right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.